The Hope Sports Report on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC has been brought to you by the Lighthouse Title Group, based in Holland and located at 321 Settlers Road. Whether you are buying, selling, or refinancing, you have the right to choose your title and closing provider. Call 616-393-9240 or visit lighthousetitle.net. 99.7 and 1450 WHTC now presents the Hope Sports Report for this Thursday, January 19th, presented by the Lighthouse Title Group. Alan Babbitt joins us, and it was double the pleasure for Hope College last night at DeVos Fieldhouse. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Gary, and yes, a great night of basketball for the Flying Dutch and the Flying Dutchman as they continue their pursuit of MIAA championships. Got some work to do and need some help, but most importantly, they have to win basketball games, and that was the case. We'll start on the men's side. Flying Dutchmen were defensive last night, and that made a big difference. They earned a 74-60 victory against Adrian College last night. That was a season low or season best in points allowed for the Flying Dutchmen. And head coach Greg Mitchell told me after the game he thought for probably 36, 37 minutes of the 40-minute game that their team defense was outstanding, that the Flying Dutchman guarded the ball so much better and longer, and that made a huge impact. Flying Dutchman held Adrian to 39.1% field goal shooting, and that included 22.2% from three-point range. That's been an area that opponents have been able to get the Flying Dutchman, but not last night. And then offensively, great balance scoring, three players in double figures, including senior forward Evan Thomas with a game-high 19 points. He also had nine rebounds, and most and biggest for him, he got to the foul line 11 times and made eight of those foul shots. When he's getting to the foul line, that means he's being assertive and making teams pay on every possession that he's able to finish. Senior T.J. McKenzie Jr. had 15 points off the bench, including really he was the big spark in the first half as the Flying Dutchmen were able to take a 39-25 halftime lead. It was 11-11 about the 13-minute mark, and about little less than 3 minutes, Flying Dutchmen had a 10-0 run and a 21-11 lead that they would never relinquish. Sophomore Ben Wagar continued his strong play after being inserted into the starting lineup. He hit three three-pointers and finished 9 points, really solid outing for the 6'7 Harbor Springs Michigan native. And Gabe Quillen had a game-high 12 rebounds and 8 points for the Flying Dutchman in the post. Flying Dutchman will be back in action this Saturday at DeVos Fieldhouse as they will take on Alma College at 5:15 p.m. Of course, you can watch that game on the Hope Athletics YouTube account if you're not able to make it, or you can listen on the 92.7 van. That game will follow the 3 p.m. Women's game for the Flying Dutch against the Scots of Alma College. That game will be at 3 o'clock. And after the 3 o'clock game, we're going to have our banner unveiling ceremony for last season's national championship team. Debuted our new banners up in the DeVos Fieldhouse rafters last night for the first time, but we got the covering and waiting to unveil that. Looking forward to having most of the members of that last year's national championship team back on campus. Flying Dutch took care of business and rebounded from a tough loss to Albion last Saturday with a rousing 121-51 victory against St. Mary's College. Flying Dutch were dominant from the start, jumping out to 33-12 first quarter lead and ended up with the third highest scoring game in team history. Flying Dutch were able to shoot 63.6% from the field, including 54.5%, just a complete opposite from their offensive struggles against Albion. Flying Dutch now 15-2 overall and 6-2 in MIAA play, part of a three-way tie for second place with Albion College and Calvin University, and a lot of MIAA basketball left to go. All three teams are two games behind Trine, just about to start the second half of the league season. Sophomore Olivia Bellows led Hope with a career-high 19 points, including 7 of 9 from shooting from the field. She made all three-pointers she attempted. Savannah Feenstra, the senior, and Sydney Viss, the freshman, each tallied 13 points in the victory. Sydney was able to knock down two three-pointers of the three she took, while Savannah went 5 of 7 from the field. Senior Kate Majerus had 11 points, including three pointers in the first quarter that helped the Flying Dutchman get off to that great start. 77 points from the bench, including 11 points apiece from Carson Carlbloom, a freshman, and freshman Kendall Sietsma. As the Flying Dutch were just that's, you can tell when they're having the most fun, when they're sharing the basketball like that and cheering on their teammates from the bench when they're scoring. Starters played very limited minutes in this contest, didn't need to, and it was just a lot of fun here at DeVos. Again, we'll be back here this Saturday, 3 o'clock. Have that game on the Hope Athletics YouTube account if you're not able to make it, or you can listen right here on 99.7 FM and 1450 WHTC, 2:30 pregame show right here on WHTC.
Alan, as always, thank you very much. Give us the good word from DeVos Fieldhouse from last night, and we look forward to chatting with you again tomorrow. Thank you, sir.
Look forward to it, Gary. Thank you. Go Hope.
Thank you very much, Alan Babbitt, on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC with the Hope Sports Report presented by the Lighthouse Title Group.